My dad is a superintendent. He's been one since I was a kid. And every single day that I was in school, he'd watch everything I did. Well, I was mighty honored, but I wasn't really bad. Dad said, you got no future, Mom said, you're like your dad. And that made me laugh, kind of made him mad. He kept it in the family. You know, it sure wasn't easy, it probably did me good. I needed supervision every minute that I stood. Daddy did his best, and I know he didn't mean it. It was just his job as a superintendent. Well, Jenny was cute as a button, smarter than her sister Betty. She liked me and I liked her, so in eighth grade we went steady. She helped me with my homework till I nearly fell in love. The teacher told my daddy, he said, boy, you're too young. It took a few swats like a lightning from above, but I got the message finally. You know, it sure wasn't easy, it probably did me good, but I hated supervision every minute that I stood. Daddy did his best, though it wasn't his business. It was my bad luck, he's a superintendent. Now and wiser, and a president I might note. And though it's only at the local level, I was elected by the popular vote. My dad is still the super, though it's not with much elation, cause I'm the president of the Board of Education. Oh, daddy just thinks it's a bad hallucination. We keep it in the family. You know, it sure wasn't easy, but now he treats me good, and he listens much better than I thought he ever would. Daddy does his best, and I make it my business. He needs his job as the superintendent. Oh, yeah, feels a little bit like emancipation. I'm the